Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys, I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shikha and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing and commenting. I appreciate the support. And of course, if you're interested in supporting me further, you can go to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. They're both in the description below. I hope you guys like these videos outside. I really enjoy doing them. Outdoors, and so I hope you've been enjoying them as well. I know it's a little bit noisy in the background with the birds chirping and the scooters going by, but I hope it's okay. In this video, I wanted to speak to you guys about a conflict or a contradiction that I've noticed within myself, and I've spoken to a couple other INFJs about it, and I've noticed that they have the same kind of conflict or contradiction within them. And I've done many videos on this in the past where I've shown you guys that sometimes we seem bipolar as INFJs because we have all these random conflicts or contradictions within ourselves, within our thinking, within our ideas, within our belief systems. For example, we want to be single. You know, we love being single. We love being alone on our own. But then we also want to be in a relationship and we also want to be with someone and give them our love and take care of them, right? And so that's like a very basic conflict or contradiction that is in almost all INFJs. We love our solitude so much, but we also want to be friends. We also want friends and we also want to be invited to things, but we also don't want to go to anything, right? So there's a bunch of these things. And another one that I noticed recently was this conflict between wanting to obviously leave your mark on the world, wanting to do something that impacts people around you or changes the world in a way or helps people, something like that, something purposeful, something meaningful, but also really just wanting to shut yourself off in your room, close yourself off, slow down, not do anything, read your books and chill out, right? Obviously this thing about us wanting to be in our caves is a big thing. It's a major thing about our personalities, and I tell you guys regularly is that it's okay, you know, you be in your cave and take your time, especially if you're burnt out, if you've been giving a lot, etc. For example, as my illness introduced to me the concept of slowing down really drastically, because I literally could not do anything for 2 weeks, and even if I tried to do something, my illness was like, your body's like, no, you're not ready yet. You still need to rest, right? And so in that regard, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, yeah, I really want to work, but I can't. And so if I can't, I'm just going to chill out and sit and read my books. I read a lot of manga as well, read a lot of books. It was great. It was really nice. Kind of addictive, actually, because now I'm like, well, I just want to sit around and do nothing, mostly. But the concept of slowing down versus doing a lot of stuff. Now, of course, some of us have the opposite problem, where I know a lot of INFJs, a lot of you guys, have kind of given up on the world, given up on their purpose, or given up on humanity in general, and have lost hope. And they do spend all their time at home doing nothing, staring off into space with their obsessions, right? Because they think that there's no meaning anyways, and the world's going to end anyways, so why bother, right? So, of course, there's both ends of the spectrum, where one person might spend way too much of their time working, INFJ I'm speaking about, and like just kind of really enamor themselves into it, or really, really burn themselves out because of it, right? And then the other end, where they kind of go into their cave and disappear and never come back out again. So this conflict kind of is in between in all of us, in all of, maybe all of humanity, but particularly, obviously, I'm speaking about INFJs. I was speaking to a female INFJ friend of mine, and I was telling her how, you know, the universe is giving me this lesson of slowing down over and over and over and over and over again. And so I'm really going to try and inculcate it into my life in 2020. That's one of my goals in 2020, is to really slow down, really be able to read a lot and obviously do a lot of these amazing videos, and spend my time with people that I enjoy spending time with, but as much as possible, slow down and not do as much, right? Not rush around from thing to thing to thing like I normally do, but just to relax a little bit and to remove things from my to-do list rather than add to it, right? But obviously, I sabotage myself. Self-sabotage is a big deal. I've done a video on this in the past for INFJs. Me particularly, I'm great at it. I'm really good at sabotaging myself. Give me a task and let me figure out how to sabotage it. So, you know, the fact that I'm saying that I've been asked to slow down by the universe, and the universe, it's basically, I feel like the universe is giving me a call every single day saying, yeah, you need to slow down. And I'm like, but I have. I really have. I took off so much of my list. And they're like, no, that's not enough. You need to slow down anymore. I'm like, all right, fine. And then so I try a little bit more. And then the next day or the next week, I get another call from the universe. They're like, yeah, no, it's not enough. You got to do more. And I'm like, oh my God, what else do you want me to do with my life, right? But of course, then I sabotage myself, where all of a sudden I'll have an idea. Oh, you know what? It's a good idea. I should become a professor at one of these universities here. I have a master's. I can become a professor. I can teach marketing. And so I kind of get these ideas, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to put it into effect. I'm going to do this and that, la, la, la. And then I realize, I think to myself, weren't you thinking about slowing down? Why are you thinking about adding this another thing to your plate, which is going to be a lot of work and a lot of your attention and is going to take away from a lot of your free time? Why are you doing that? And so if I slow down enough to think about it, I'm like, yeah, obviously I'm sabotaging myself. I'm being an idiot. I don't need to add more to my plate. I don't want to become a professor. It's not one of my passions. So what am I doing there, right? And so I think that's one of the things that we do. It makes me laugh. And one of the things that we do as an INFJ is that we have this insight into life that, yes, of course, it's about slowing down, being still, you know, just relaxing and letting, following the pace of nature, basically. You know, nature never rushes, never hurries. It's slow. It just lets things happen as it happens. It lets go. being like water. You know, that's one of the things that a lot of spiritual teachers teach us. You know, be like water. Just flow. Don't resist anything. Don't fear anything. Just flow, and it will come. Everything will come at its pace, at the pace that is meant to come to you. And you don't need to rush. You don't need to hurry. I think I've read this somewhere where they say that when you rush or you hurry, it's a sign of fear within you. And so you're afraid, and that's the fear is causing you to rush, because you don't need to rush. Nothing's going to change if you rush. I notice this a lot in traffic, specifically. You know, I'll be driving along at my pace, and I drive very slow on my motorbike, maybe 30 kilometers an hour max. Really, I'm very slow. And then I'm putting around and like slowly moving through the streets, and then I'll notice this guy just like zoom past me. I don't know what speed, but he's going really fast. And then I end up in the traffic light right next to him, even though he was rushing past me. And I always notice that in the traffic lights or in the traffic situation where I'm like, yeah, you were zooming past me. And look at us. We're still both waiting at the same traffic light for 5 minutes. And what was all that rushing for? Well, maybe he likes driving fast. But also in general, I think of it, yeah, there's no point. There's really no point in the rushing aspect of things. But then we also have this other part of us in the INFJs, and you guys know this, about the feeling that life is limited, time is limited. We're here for a few seconds, a few milliseconds. Life passes by like that. And if we don't hurry up and if we don't do all the things that we're meant to do, then we're going to have regrets at the end of our life, or we're going to get to the end of our life and not have done everything that we wanted to do, right? And so those two conflicts, those two parts of us are always fighting among each other. Always fighting amongst each other, at least within me, right? It's always this battle between those two wolves, if you've heard of that story. And which one do you feed? Well, some days I feed the slowing down wolf, right? He's like, yeah, you can chill out today, it's okay, just relax. And then a few moments later, I'll have this feeling, oh no, I really need to do this and this and this, I'm gonna add this to my to-do list, and I'm gonna do that. And then so I go back and forth between wanting to really slow down, really experience life moment by moment, really being aware and conscious, and then going into the other mode where I'm like, oh my god, life is ending and time is ending as we know it, and I might have only a few years left, a few months, a few days. I really need to do more stuff. I need to get stuff done. And I just go crazy in that regard as well. So I go back and forth between these two aspects of myself, and I know that a few of the INFJs that I've spoken to, that's what I'm talking about, motorbikes. They're driving way too fast when they don't need to. Anyways, so that conflict I've noticed in a bunch of INFJs, and I just wanted to share this with you guys because I thought that it would be useful for you in observing yourself and figuring out, where are you right now? And do you need to slow down? Do you need to hurry up? Where exactly can you find that, hopefully, move towards that balance that we're all looking for, okay? Again, if you guys have any questions about this, obviously, please message me. I am here to answer any questions. I'll do a follow-up video if you have specific questions. Comment below if you have just, you know, questions that are easy to answer. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Ko-fi link. The link is in the description below. I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.